The Duct Tape Marketing Podcast is brought to you by Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott. Right now, they're giving away $20,000 in the Small Business Road to Success Challenge. Visit fairfieldchallenge.com to submit your small business today. Hello and welcome to another edition of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is your host, John Jantz, and my guest today is Ethan Block. He is a co-founder of an internet service called Flowtown, and we're going to talk all about appending your customer and prospect data with social media information. So, Ethan, thanks for joining me.
John, thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
You bet. So, for the few folks that have not yet heard of Flowtown, maybe you could just kind of give us the high level. We'll get into details, but the high level, kind of what is it?
Yeah. So the really easy way to understand it is, you know, we created Flowtown because we believe that business is inherently about relationships and that the best way to build a relationship is to really learn someone's story. Mm-hmm. So what we help businesses do really quickly is paint this really rich story about each of their customers by pulling in all this different social data or social information that their customers may have shared out on public social networks. And then we can append that back to an email address. So we take this email address and turn it to this really, really rich story that helps you really understand who your customers are. So you can sort of engage with them on a deeper level. If you're going to be sending email, you can send more targeted email. It's just a really rich way to learn who your customers are and reach out to them.
Yeah, and I think that if that concept sounds even remotely strange, I mean, I think that the leather-soled salesperson, you know, of old used to walk into an office and you'd look around, you'd see if there's any college diplomas on the wall, you know, you see pictures of kids, right? I mean, you did kind of that sort of, let me see if we can find some common ground.
Exactly.
And I think that this is kind of the high-tech version of that. So what was really the inspiration for creating this? I love to hear, you know, a lot of these stories. I can't tell you how many entrepreneurs I talked to that said, well, we wanted something to do X and we couldn't find it, so we made our own. Was there a little bit of that in your story?
There was. It's actually pretty funny. So my co-founder, Dan, and I, we have sort of been involved in some sort of business since we both were pretty young. I created my first e-commerce site when I was 13. And I had a business. I was, you know, generating revenue. I had customers. And after about 6 or 7 months, I lost my entire customer base. And I was like, whoa, what happened? Well, a competitor came up and their prices were lower. And I didn't have any customer loyalty. I didn't have any relationships.
Yeah.
And that sort of stuck with me. And then I created a video show. I took some time off school. I was working for Lockheed Martin. And I created a video show because I was kind of bored. And I used the social web to really build a couple of strong relationships, such as a few key people. And I ended up getting some serious traction on my video show, which was called WSYK, which eventually was syndicated to an internet TV network out in San Francisco, which got me to move out here.
Oh, wow.
But again, I had this just experience of, okay, one company where I didn't build relationships and another company where I did, and that kind of stuck with me. And then when I met Dan, Dan comes from a very small town in New Brunswick in Canada. And so, you know, he's been around small businesses since he was little. And as he's gotten older and really got involved in technology, he would always get called by business owners. And they're like, hey, you know, how do I use Twitter? How do I use Facebook? How do I use this stuff to really impact my business?
Right.
And so we both had these unique experiences. And when we met each other in September of 08, we kind of saw the world reaching this point where people were sharing more about themselves publicly than ever before. Yep. And we're like, okay. There's a way to help small businesses use all this data to really impact their business. And so that set us down the path of trying a few different ideas and then sort of stumbling on what became Flowtown today. In its original incarnation, it was really just you would give it an email address and it would give you back some really basic information. And now we've blown that out into a fully featured product. But when that first little incarnation came out, it really got some serious traction and we knew we were onto something.
Well, and you know, excuse me. One of the things that I certainly see coming, and I think there will be a day. I mean, I think people now are starting to expect to have those connections, you know, because they are so available. And so I see a day coming where you'll go to a website and there'll be somebody on I don't know, a group of real estate agents or a group of attorneys, and you'll be able to go down the list and punch a button and it'll tell you everybody that you share in common, maybe in a network somewhere. I mean, I really think that that's sort of going to become standard feature for consumers, companies that are prospecting.
I would agree. My co-founder, Dan, he has this saying that he says all the time, and I make fun of him for it, but it's, you already know everyone you need to know, you just don't know who they are.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know there's a rush from the CRM folks, Salesforce, and I think ACT is even doing it, and there's a little plug-in to Outlook, I guess, that's coming in 2010 that's going to try to facilitate this. Do you see that as direct competitors of what you're doing, or do you see that as maybe a whetting the appetite actually for having this kind of data that you can provide in a richer environment?
Yeah, I think it's great in general for the market. I mean, the more people that become aware that they can do this kind of thing, the better off everyone is.
Yeah.
And the big distinction for us at Flowtown is, we do this this sort of generating this rich story, but our sort of stretch goal really focuses on social media and allowing a business owner to generate real ROI from social media. So that they send a tweet out or a Facebook post, they really understand not only does it affect my presence, but it also affects my business. And how do you actually visualize that to a business owner? And that's really where we're headed.
Yeah. Well, so you started down this path. I'm sure you've heard back from some folks. I mean, what are some of the kind of general things that having this story can tell you? I mean, I'm sure you get this all the time. People are like, well, great, you got all this data. What do I do with it?
Yeah. So what's funny is it's really basic what people are doing with it. So there's a couple main uses. One thing people do is after they import their list, they'll instantly see what social networks their customers are on. So they'll understand where to spend their time, where to prioritize. The second thing they'll see is what in their existing customer base, who's influential on Twitter. So who actually has, if you, John, were on my list and I imported you in the Flowtown, you'd be in my top 10 biggest influencers. And I'd be like, oh, wow, I didn't even know, John was in my customer base.
Right.
And then I would reach out to you on Twitter and say, hey, John, you've done business before. I would love to offer you this or invite you to this free event or give you this free special. And so we've seen people doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We're just reaching out with those, 20% of people that really have the potential to move the needle, 80% of the results that they're looking for.
Yeah, in fact, I've actually told, there's still the believers that are out there, trying to convert some of their customers over to thinking that this social media is worth their time even. And I've told a number of them, I said, just take their database, run it through Flowtown.
Yeah.
You'll be able to show them, so you don't think your customers are on social media? Maybe think again.
Yeah, no, it's exactly right. I mean, what's funny is, even though, Facebook has 500 million users, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of people. But as a business owner, you still need to see some hard data that says my customers are on this network. And then you feel a lot more comfortable to spend time and money to actually prioritize it in sort of your marketing approach.
Yeah. So are you, you started to talk about, finding influencers and things of that nature, which I think are pretty, that's pretty easy to see, as you said. I mean, I might jump off a list at you and go, wow, I'm not even talking to these people. But are you also seeing some really smart, email marketing segmenting going on, based on this? I mean, it's sometimes I think part of the danger is you can be pretty disingenuous,
yep.
to say, oh gosh, look, these people are really influential. Let's try to influence them. Well, guess what? Get in line, right?
Right. Exactly right.
so how do you get smart about segmenting?
This halftime break is brought to you by Constant Contact. Constant Contact helps small businesses and nonprofits build great customer relationships with email marketing, event marketing, and online surveys. Visit them today at constantcontact.com and sign up for your free 60-day trial.
Yeah, so what we've seen, again, it's some really basic use cases once they get the data. Typically, as a business owner, we have a million things to do and 10 minutes to do them.
Right.
So to get really, really segmented, I've only seen larger companies do that. And what I've seen the smaller businesses do is start with just the social networks themselves. So for example, Natural Skin Shop is one of our customers, and they have an e-commerce site. And what they did was they crafted an email for just the users, customers of theirs that are on Facebook. And said, hey, come to our Facebook fan page, tell us why you love our product, and we'll actually give you a coupon. And for 3 days or whatever, their fan page was just filled with these insane reviews. And in terms of the engagement on their fan page, it spiked. People were telling their friends about it. You know, there was actual conversation happening around their brand just through a very simple email that they sent to, I think, 200, 300 people.
Wow. And those were people that they had identified as being active on Facebook?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
So they were past customers that they had identified with Flowtown were active on Facebook.
Okay. So what about prospecting? Are you finding some cases where, I mean, I think it's, at least I hope it's really pretty much a no-brainer for people to think in terms of getting better information about their customers to build relationships. But what about the person that's just out there trying to find, you know, more customers? How can you use this?
Yeah, definitely. And when we say customer, we say it because it really resonates with people. And we mean, you know, past customers and potential customers.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's one particular way. It's an integration we have with a company called Wufoo, and they make contact web forms.
Yeah, awesome tool.
Yeah, phenomenal tool, and a great company as well. Yeah. And what we've done is you can connect Flowtown to your Wufoo web form. So if you have a Wufoo web form embedded on your website, it's your contact form. It could even be at some kind of checkout mechanism. When someone submits that form, it can actually get ran through Flowtown. And if it hits certain thresholds, such as location, occupation, or even influence, me as a business owner, I get notified that second. So I can go and reach out to that person. I think you signed up for Flowtown, John. I think I might have done that with you.
Yeah.
We actually have it embedded to our RegFlow. So the second you signed up, myself and Dan got an email.
Yeah.
And then I reach out to you and it's like, hey, I wanted to, you know, thank you for writing about us recently.
Yeah.
And then you're like, hey, you want to come on the podcast? I'm like, I'm in.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's a pretty decent case study right there, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so we've seen other people do this, and it really has an impact. And if you can't do it for every lead you get, but
right.
That's why you set these thresholds where if a particular location, because you're hyper-local, really matters to you, or a particular occupation because you're B2B and this particular occupation is who you sell to, it can really have an impact. And that's sort of the first thing we've done to help you not just build relationships with existing customers, but to actually acquire new customers. And then we'll have some new features which will actually reach out into the social web, into Twitter, and into Facebook, which will actively help you acquire new customers.
Are those features you can talk about yet, you mean, that are launched, or are they still
they're still being ratcheted down?
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Are there some – I was going to ask you about integration, and you threw Wufoo out there. Are there? I think I saw you integrating with some landing page folks too.
Yep, we integrate with a company called Unbounce.
Yeah.
Great landing page tool, unbounce.com. We integrate with Campaign Monitor, which is a great way to create really sexy newsletters.
Mm-hmm.
We integrate with MailChimp, which is a phenomenal email marketing tool. We also integrate with iContact, the second largest email marketing tool in the United States.
MailChimp is an interesting group of folks. They must just really have a very slick API because they seem to integrate with everybody.
Yeah, and they're really, I mean, that's another example of a phenomenal company, great people, and they really get it.
Yeah.
And then we also integrate with Batchbook.
Oh, okay, sure.
Which is a great small business social CRM.
Right. Yeah, good people again, too.
Exactly.
So when is Google going to get this?
Which part?
the Gmail needs to be, you know, putting all your contacts. I mean, I know they've had a couple failed attempts. Buzz, in my opinion, was their attempt to do a little bit of what you guys are doing. But, you know, at some point, are they going to wake up and realize that they need to make this social impending something that's a part of their DNA?
I don't know. They're huge.
Yeah.
I think they're 26,000-27,000 employees now.
Yeah.
I'm sure if they want to do it, they'll get into it in some respect.
Yeah.
Google hasn't really shown any competence around social yet.
No, they haven't.
They've failed several times.
Yeah.
Well, you have to respect them, and they keep trying.
Yeah.
And they're going to try again with the new sort of Google Me
that everyone's
sort of hearing about, the Facebook competitor supposedly.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see where they go and what they do.
Yeah. Well, how about Facebook then? And I mean, where, what role will they play in, you know, kind of this whole sort of, they seem to be interested in owning, you know, anything to do with social media and anything to do with anybody that's talking about social media. So is that does that impact your guys' vision at all, or is it just a wait and see game?
Yeah, for us, it's good. Yeah. It's actually good. You know, Facebook is tremendous. I mean, they're huge, and they touch so many people and so many businesses now that creating a sort of stable ecosystem is actually good for the market and good for Flowtown, because we don't have to constantly figure out, you know, who are the dominant social networks? Who do we have to integrate with?
Right,
who do we
right.
have to have data from? So I think it's actually good. And again, for us, you know, we're really focused on helping businesses, you know, manage their social presence and understand how it impacts their top and bottom line.
Yeah. So tell me a little about your pricing model. I seem to recall that if somebody just wants to try out 100 names or something, you let them do that for free, I think, even, right?
50. They can 50. Do 50
okay.
for
right.
free.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's sort of called the pay-as-you-go plan. Yeah. You can sign up for free. Anyone can, you know, very quickly, and import 50 contacts for free. Once you import 50, it's a nickel per contact. And on the same plan, you can send up to 250 emails per month.
Okay.
And then outside of that tier, then there's actually monthly subscriptions that start at $17 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And include, you can send up to roughly 10,000 emails a month on that plan. And when you import a contact, it's still around the same price as 4.5 cents per contact that you import. So if you import 1,000 contacts, it'd be $45.
Now, where does the data end up? I mean, does it end up coming into my CRM system or into my email, contact database, or is it something that's still linking out to you guys?
So what's great is with the integrations we have, if you use one of the tools that we integrate with, mm-hmm. you can basically import your contacts from that tool into
right.
Flowtown.
Right.
We'll run our discovery process and push all that rich social data back into your existing application that you were using.
Right.
So you can not have to change your workflow,
yeah.
but then also still have Flowtown and all the additional tools we have that we can do with your data.
But if you don't happen to be, let's say, you know, another biggie is Constant Contact, if you don't have an integration with them, is then it going to be a little more cumbersome?
Yeah. Today you would have to export a CSV from
right.
Constant Contact, import it into Flowtown, and then export a CSV from Flowtown and import it into Constant Contact.
Right. But then it would build all the fields and
yes.
all the information. So that may still be certainly a worthwhile thing to do for somebody that has a pretty good database with not much data.
Definitely,
yeah.
definitely. And we are, I mean, we integrate with most of the email marketing tools that are predominantly used by small businesses and Constant Contact. Clearly, we're talking about integrating with. So
yeah,
we should
yeah.
maybe see something there soon.
Yeah, unless they decide to get into that business anyway. I know they bought Nutshell Mail
yep.
recently
and
to kind of push them into that a little bit.
Yep, those are actually friends of ours.
Yeah?
Over there,
oh, yeah?
Nutshell
Good.
Mail.
Good. Yeah, I've heard they're good folks.
Yep.
People can find out, take their little test run. And I imagine you have a lot of people that just want to upload a couple names and see what this thing looks like, right?
And that's fine.
Yeah.
And that's great. I mean, once you import 50 and you see the value, then the thing clicks in your head. You're like, wow, I would like to see this with all 1,000 or all 2,000 or all 10,000.
Yeah.
So, yep.
And just to find you at flowtown.com, right?
Yep, FLOWTOWN.com.
All right, cool. Well, we are out of time, Ethan, but I appreciate you joining me, and we will great thing you're doing, and we will definitely be in touch soon.
John, thank you so much for having me on.